T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour number 3, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. The radio station made news this morning.
With huge news!
The announcement at 8:30 on Mutt and Callahan about the Red Sox radio network. And there are a host of people who will be joining Red Sox Hall of Famer Joe Castiglione.
Including Dale Arnold.
The list, complete list, is in no particular order, just giving you the list. Sean McDonough, Josh Lewin, Mario Impemba.
Josh Lewin, who spent some time in the Mets broadcast. Mario Impemba.
Nope. Close enough.
Nah.
Chris Berman.
Boomer.
Dave O'Brien, Tom Karen, Lou Maloney, and me. Those are the eight folks.
I noticed I didn't get an invite there. I thought maybe with my strong baseball background.
I just assumed you turned it down.
I did play Legion ball. I don't know if that...
I did, too. I don't think that's how I got the gig, though. Yeah,
okay.
Probably not.
I thought maybe that would separate me from the rest of the field, but I guess not. But if anybody has like a sick day or anybody needs anybody, I'm willing to do it. Take a shot.
Keith, would you be interested in maybe like that third man spot that they're
third
be
man in? Something? Yeah. Some Cracker Jacks. Talk about the smell of the bat, smell the grass. I could do that.
Smell of the bat? I don't.
Bat really, smells.
I've never heard the smell of the bat.
Oh, you should give a bat a good whiff. Oh, yeah. Pine tar usually is what it smells like.
Well, that's
like,
different than the smell of the bat.
Smell of the bat. The bat hitting the ball, there's a smell there. There's a smell.
That's what Ted Williams always said.
Right.
He said you could smell the burn.
Yes.
If you know you got a good.
Sweet spot.
Yeah, all that stuff.
All that stuff.
So we've talked about that earlier on in the program. And Chris Berman will join us tomorrow, one of those eight names that we told you about. He'll join us tomorrow and talk about his return. And we kind of gave you the numbers earlier. Mario Impemba and Josh Lewin will do the most games. They'll do about 50 apiece. You also heard Sean McDonough earlier today. He's going to do somewhere in the vicinity of 30.
Good.
Lou Maloney will be somewhere in the vicinity of 30. His will be more of like third man in things. Like, I know I'm going to do some games with he and Joe and some other people. And believe me when I tell you this, Maloney's great at you know, just calling the action.
Very much so.
Smaller numbers for others. I'm going to be somewhere in the vicinity of 15 plus, somewhere in there.
Second deck shot for Benintendi, and the Red Sox have taken a 5-3 lead.
There it is. So
that's when I was still talking normally.
Yeah.
Dave O'Brien.
So clear there.
Yeah, I know.
Really crisp.
Dave O'Brien's going to be somewhere in the vicinity of 9 or 10. Obviously, Nesson is his primary job.
Yeah.
But when the Red Sox are on national TV, like the games in London are on Fox.
Right.
Dave O'Brien's going to call the games on radio with Joe Castiglione. And I don't know Tom Karen's numbers. I'm not sure where they fall in there. But, you know, for the most part. Chris Berman's going to be about five.
Because Castig's probably won't do 162. Remember last year he took the Texas trip off?
Right.
So, the
legal issues in the state of
Texas.
He
is not allowed in that state.
No.
But that's all right. That's just the Astros and Rangers, so he should be fine other than that. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Good looking crew there, Dale.
Manny hits this.
Oh, you're getting backs all over the place.
Well, that was home run derby.
Well, there might be. Sometimes the Red Sox, they'll turn it into home run derby. He does a game in the middle of the summer. Four or five
little
dingers.
Squibber to short. Maloney throws him out. Another 1-2-3 inning for Pedro.
Nice.
Good catch.
Nice play by Lou there.
Good catch there.
Spun that around the horn a little bit.
We didn't even care about Sean McDonough's call. No. We just wanted to hear Lou making the play
on
him.
Great call by Sean, though. But that would be great to hear Sean McDonough doing Red Sox again. I'm excited.
He seems very excited about
good.
It.
Good.
And he's great at it, by the way.
Yes.
As he said earlier today, because he was on with Mutt and Jerry when they were down in Fort Myers today, he said if you're a play-by-play announcer, doing games on the radio is your first love.
Right. Because there's just more to it.
Yeah, I mean, TV, your job is mainly to shut up.
TV, you're like, hey, take a look at that. And you can kind of lay low.
And you can just sort of lay out, as they say, and let the pictures
tell the story. You got to describe what you're seeing as a radio guy.
And the other story that we've been talking about around here, obviously, is the whole Kyrie Irving thing. Last night, missed his second straight game, injured his knee over the weekend, had an MRI, sprained right knee was the diagnosis, listed as day-to-day. Wasn't able to play the last two games. Celtics won the last two games. But will be going to Charlotte this weekend for the All-Star festivities. He's going to coach the
Rookies.
Future Stars. Yeah, I don't know what they call it.
Rising Stars Challenge.
Yeah.
I don't know how he got voted in to do that.
I don't know how that works.
Like, wow, we need Uncle Drew on the sideline. Is that what it is?
It wasn't a voted-in situation.
No, it was just...
I think it is due to his Hollywood ties.
Jason Tatum going, really? Come
Hollywood
on now.
Ties. Uncle Drew's on HBO now. I won't watch it.
You won't watch it?
I won't watch it.
Well, we do live close now. Maybe we can.
I love the guy a month
night.
Ago. Now I can't stand him.
You wouldn't watch it? Get together? A little show outing?
No, I don't think so. I'll do a show outing, but not to watch Uncle Drew. We could do something else.
So
I
want
to go to that place that throws the axes. They're going to throw an axe?
Yeah. What could go wrong? Let's combine a bar and axe throwing.
Hey, have a couple of drinks, huck a couple axes.
It's like in the minor leagues in baseball, having nickel beer and handgun night.
It's great. It's
what
a nice
could possibly go wrong?
They're very safe, those axe throwing places.
Those places are a key for madness waiting to
happen.
They
really are. We should just go and film something there. And there's also a place, I think you can go curling. I'll do a show curling.
Is that in Boston, though?
I think so. Or
no, we're going to go to Saskatchewan and do it.
No, we're taking a week off and going to Canada. No, I think it's around here. I don't know if it's Boston, but there's one around here. Sweep, sweep, sweep. I mean, that's kind of the name of the game right there.
I think you've pretty much licked this whole issue.
I think it'd be pretty fun.
But we also talked about Kyrie Irving. He will be in Charlotte anyway. I think he had to go. I think he was required to go, even if he was not cleared to play.
And that's fine. All his best buddies are there, so he's going to want to go.
Ow. So the Celtics make it sound like, you know, chances are he was going to be cleared Friday anyway. If the Celtics were going to play a game Friday or Saturday, you know, chances are.
Yeah. And Ainge and Stevens are both saying, like, it's okay if he plays, but he's got to be 100%. And so that's their out, is that he'll be 100%. And I think Mike Malone from the Nuggets, I think, is the head coach of Team LeBron. And so maybe they'll talk to him and be like, hey, if he does play, let's kind of make it 5 minutes.
I would hope that they've already had that call.
I just think it looks worse. I am not afraid of him getting hurt in the All-Star game. These guys just jog him down.
No, but the optics are a little.
Yes. That I don't really care for. And then did you see this story that popped up as well, Dale? The I think Sean Devaney of the Sporting News had it. Pro Basketball Talk picked it up as well. That the Celtics reportedly believe that Rich Paul, whose name you've been hearing nonstop this year, that is LeBron James's agent and childhood friend. He's also Anthony Davis's agent. That he planted the story that Kyrie Irving was leaving. The Celtics believe this. And Sean Devaney says, I don't know who his source is. He doesn't say. But he says the Celtics were annoyed by the story of Irving having eyes for New York, not because of Irving, but because they felt the story was planted by Davis's agent, Rich Paul, in order to scare the Pelicans into thinking Boston would back off, making a trade offer for Davis in July if Irving left. The source told Devaney it was cheap and underhanded.
Ow.
This is what it is. And like Anthony Davis Sr. getting involved in it. It was all a ploy to get Anthony Davis out of New Orleans and with the Lakers this season. So I buy it. I know Danny Ainge was asked about this, and
well,
he kind of shot it down.
That if Rich Paul did it, if that's true,
yes,
that he was doing it at the direction of somebody?
Well, yeah, Anthony Davis.
Exactly.
And LeBron.
But not
Kyrie. But I just think Kyrie, because you remember how annoyed he was, and then the Ask Me on July 1st? Remember that whole scenario, how that played out? He was probably really bothered that it came out, but he didn't do himself any favors. Like he didn't just reject this thing out of hand. He got all like angry and said, ask me on July 1st, which kind of fed into it a little bit more. I think what happened, I buy into this, and you know me with the NBA gossip. I buy into all of it.
Well, but we're back to gossip and innuendo.
Yes, well,
rumor and innuendo and gossip.
That's kind of what this is. But as soon as Kyrie Irving said that I called Bron and apologized to him, that opened up the door for them to use Kyrie and what he said against him. Because if he had never said that, it would make no sense. They wouldn't come up with this. But Rich Paul, the agent, is trying to mastermind this. And they didn't get what they wanted, after all. They didn't. And the Pelicans must think that the Celtics are still in play. Or maybe they would have just dealt Anthony Davis now, so they don't have to deal with the, oh, are we going to play him or we're not going to play him, and just take what the Lakers were offering. But they must think Tatum is still in play. But Rich Paul and LeBron's side were trying to scare him away because the Celtics would not trade for Anthony Davis if Kyrie Irving was going to leave.
No. I shared it with some of my teammates as well as the organization and everyone else in Boston. You guys will have me back. I plan on re-signing here next year.
Yeah, he's been all over the map on that. Now ask him.
He reserves
on July
the
1st.
Right to change his mind.
All right, so in 5 months we can ask him.
He's the reason I wear number 11. I want to be the reason no one else will.
Not necessarily here in Boston.
No, somewhere.
just somewhere.
No one else will wear it again.
I don't want anybody wearing number 11 with the Knicks, is what I meant.
All right, let's get back to the calls at 617-779-7937. Bobby's in Weymouth. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how's it going?
What's good. Going on?
Just call it. It's very hard for me to say that Kyrie will ever be a leader. Ever. Since the day he's been in the league, he's been shadowed and he's learned from LeBron.
Well, he can't learn.
I mean, he didn't play with LeBron for, what, his first 3 years, but I get your point.
But he didn't do much. I mean, he was great, but as far as being a leader.
He was, individually, he was good.
NBA
he was an all-star.
Championship shot.
No, he did with LeBron. Yeah. I mean, he's been really, but he's been a great, great player. I mean, you can't deny that.
A player.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But we need a leader. So on the floor, if you look at the timeline, since he got here, he's argued with Brad Stevens. He's had, I mean, players, he makes passive-aggressive remarks, which brings on more pressure onto him. Because he's the one that left the Cavaliers and brought all the pressure on himself and said, I'm going to win without LeBron. I'm going to show everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Comes to a team with stars on it. There's no real rookies on this team. We have some playoff experience.
Time Lord.
So, yeah, but I mean, but there's also only one superstar, right, Bobby? I mean, those other guys are really good. There's no doubt, but they're not even. I mean, this year they only have one All-Star.
But he's poisoning the locker room. Do you agree?
I don't know if he's poisoning.
That seems a little
harsh. That seems a little strong. I think part of it has to be the young guys have to understand what their roles are. Like Jaylen Brown is not a 20-point per game All-Star on this team. He's just not.
No. Well, So we'll talk about that. We have many people that can score. So Kyrie is the superstar, the number one point guard that should be getting assists and making plays.
Well, he is averaging a career he's averaging a career high in assists, and he is their best scorer. There's no doubt. He is one of the best scorers in the NBA, and he's clearly the best scorer on this team. And maybe down the road, Jason Tatum emerges into that, but in year two, really good scorer, but he's not what Kyrie Irving is. There's not many guys in the league that can just get the ball and score when they want. And Kyrie Irving is one of those guys, one of the few.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
Drilled here, and he slams the bat. Now he's making the move. Here he comes on the run, and now fisticuffs.
Rob Bradford of WEEI.com reporting. Six one seven 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 nine seven ninety three seven is the telephone number. We'll get right back to the calls with you in just a moment. You just heard one of the voices who will be part of the Red Sox radio network this season. Earlier today, Sports Radio WEEI made the announcement that joining Red Sox Hall of Famer Joe Castiglione in the broadcast booth will be an assortment of other radio voices.
Dare I say a who's who, Dale?
Some of them are.
I've said that.
Among the list, well, the entire list.
Here, give us the whole list.
Sean McDonough, Josh Lewin has been the voice of the Mets for a long time. Mario Impemba, who was the longtime voice of the Detroit Tigers. Chris Berman, probably don't need any introduction to that name. Lou Maloney, don't need any introduction to that name.
Well aware.
Tom Caron, I'll be doing some games as well. And this guy will be doing some games as well as he will make his triumphant return to radio play-by-play, our buddy Dave O'Brien. Hello, Obi. How are you?
Triumphant. Wow, you're really overselling this whole thing.
Yeah, I'm trying. You know, we're trying to go with the whole thing. Look, the beauty of this is when national TV takes the Red Sox away from Nesson, you sit around wondering what to do with yourself. Now you know.
I got to tell you, the craziest thing, Remy and I were talking about this during the playoffs in the World Series. You cover a team every single day, you know, every single day for 6 or 7 months, and then the national guys get the games, and you sit there like someone's taking your left arm. You know, it's like an iron curtain comes down, and you have no participation in the games. It's a little less than that, you know, when the national takes, you know, Sunday Night Baseball or Fox takes a Saturday. But the playoffs, it's a killer, man. When you have absolutely nothing to do with it, you're sitting there going, well, I know Brock Holt's going to hit and run here with Vasquez. And the national guys are going, I wonder why they would do that. No one hits and runs anymore. And I'm like, they've been doing it all season long. So you sit there, part of you goes a little nuts, you know.
Well, I should point out that during the regular season, you'll get the opportunity to do about 10 games somewhere in that ballpark. But as you just pointed out, you're kind of available for the postseason. Assuming the Red Sox are there, you'll be there as well.
Yeah, hope to. I think a lot of us will. I think all of us are going to be able to dip our toe in some postseason baseball, which is great. But I'm very excited. But you know how much I love radio, Dale. You and I have talked about it, and it's I love doing the games on Nesson, love the people I work for. It's a different set of muscles when you get to do it on radio. And, you know, you cannot look away from the field. It's a little bit different with TV because there's a lot going on. There are replays. You've got your partner that you're making eye contact with. Not that you don't do some of that stuff on radio, but it's such a discipline because you've got to be between those white lines all the time. And I love that, and I miss doing that. I think all the guys that, the long list of guys you're talking about, they all feel the same way.
How disappointed are you that you're not going to be able to do any games with Johnny Gomes this year?
You know, I love Johnny.
So do I. I love him. I think he gets a bad rap. I think he's very entertaining. Not everybody is as open-minded as me, I guess.
No, Rich, you're absolutely right, and I happen to agree with that. It's, you know, sometimes he'd look in the camera and it would be a little scary for people, you know. It would frighten small children occasionally. We got those notes, but I think he was very refreshing with a lot of his takes on things. And God knows, over the last several years, we've had many opportunities to hear many different voices on the TV side, and now we're going to get it, you know, more on the radio side.
Before this announcement, you would not have been able to do the Red Sox games in London because Fox takes them away from Nesson. Now you do get to do them.
Well, it was a big thing, you know, when we were talking about it. I was like, you know, if I can get a couple of games, you know, in London with Joe Castig, you know, because Joe and I were partners for 9 years and had such a wonderful relationship and still do, it would be the coolest thing. And you get to a certain point in your career, and McDonough and I were talking, Sean McDonough and I are great friends, have been for a long time. We were talking about this recently, that the opportunities you get later in your career to do stuff, just things that you don't do run-of-the-mill and work with people that you don't typically get to work with, you take advantage of those things. Like, I've been doing basketball for Fox this past winter, and I've had the chance to do a handful of games with Bill Raftery, the great Bill Raftery. I'll bet you guys love him much as I do, and it's, you know, CBS and everything else. And Jay Billis told me this years ago, he said, when he wants to go to lunch or when he wants to have a drink, it's probably two or three after the game, take advantage of that every time. And that spins around in my head. And when we started talking about doing radio, and McDonough and I were talking about, you know, being part of this, it was the same deal. Like, hey, take advantage of it when that opportunity presents itself. And we did it.
Well, it's funny. I was telling Dale earlier, the Sean McDonough, Jay Billis, Bill Rafferty trio doing college basketball, I think, is my favorite of all time. I think those guys are unbelievable together. You've also had a chance to do three-man booths last year, you, Eckersley, and Remy, and I thought that was fantastic. What's sort of that difference with the three-man booth, especially with two former players, as opposed to just the two-man booth?
Well, I appreciate it. By the way, I agree with you on that three-man basketball booth. It's the best booth I ever heard.
Oh, that's great.
For a three-man show, and adore all three of those guys. What we were able to do, I think you don't get a chance to get that kind of zap of chemistry very often. And talking about with Jerry Remy and Dennis Eckersley, and it's because those guys, I firmly believe this, it's because those guys were teammates. And when they sit down in the booth, they're like, we're teammates again. It's incredible how they look out for each other, how they top each other's stories off, how they add detail to things that happen on the field as if they were on the field again together. I thought that I didn't know if that would happen, and I don't think Jerry or Eck knew if it would happen, but it did. And they're so generous with each other, and they're funny as hell. They're a tremendous team together. I like to just sit back and listen to the story. I get caught up sometimes and forget to do my job once in a while because they're so much fun. The great news is they're going to be doing a lot more of that this year. I don't know what the number is, but it's way higher than it was last year as far as the three-man booth. We all pushed for it in the off season, and it's going to happen a lot more frequently.
Those of us who have done play-by-play on both radio and TV, to get back to an earlier point you made, there is an allure about radio play-by-play. On TV, as you know, David, mainly our biggest job is to know when to shut up. On radio, you can't shut up. You've got to tell people what's going on. It's a different set of muscles, to use your phrase, but for me, it's more fun.
It's an absolute blast, Dale. It really is, because you find, you know, and this is no knock on anybody who produces or directs television, but you find yourself being the producer and the director when you're allowed to do radio and sitting in that chair. You're in command of everything, and you're working with a partner and, you know, and a guy like Joe Castig, who is, you know, one of the ultimate great gentlemen you're ever going to meet. He's so generous with it. And it's a great broadcast whenever you can sit with Joe. I think that, you know, I look at it, it's very freeing, you know, and your descriptive powers, your descriptive phrases, you find that those can really come to the fore a lot more frequently on radio sometimes than television, which is odd, because on the television side, you'd think, well, you've got a lot more freedom because we can all see it. You don't have to talk about a six hopper to short. We can already see that. But you've got a lot of other responsibilities on the TV side sometimes, including a sideline reporter. You've got to get your sideline in. You've got to do the things your producer wants you to do. On radio, you're all of those things. You're the sideline reporter. You're the producer and director. I find that very freeing.
A lot was made here in the off season about what people are looking for in a radio baseball broadcast, and it was falsely reported that the Red Sox and WEEI were looking for a talk show, and that's clearly not the case. But how do you balance that line between, you know, every single pitch and every single detail on the field, but also getting the personality both out of yourself and the person that you're doing the broadcast with?
You know, I think it's a very, very fair question. And I think there is room to do a little bit more of that. I don't think anybody ever said we're going to sit and take phone calls for 3 hours, or we're going to talk about Tom Brady for the next 2 hours. That's not what this was meant to be. But, you know, bringing a few more elements in, conversational elements, I think is a good idea. And talking about other things that happen in the world, I think that's it. We do that all the time, though. That was the oddity about that controversy to me, was I thought generally we do that all the time. Maybe we don't do it as often as some people want us to, but on the other hand, you do have a game to do. People are tuning in to hear the ball game, to hear how the Red Sox are doing. They want to know the score. How often have you, you know, popped on the radio when you're driving to hear a Red Sox game? And if you don't hear the score in the first 30 seconds, you're screaming at the radio. So what you're trying to do is bring the Sox to people, bring our hometown team to people first and foremost. That has to be the first responsibility. But I do believe there's room for some of that other material, quite a bit of that other material, to get into the broadcast, and I'm more than fine with it.
Local fans know most of the names on this list, know the work of most of the names on this list. They may not be as familiar with Josh Lewin or Mario Mpemba. What can you tell fans about those two guys?
Well, they're both outstanding. They're both really good at this. I've known Mario for years whenever we played the Tigers, and just a straight shooter, terrific pipes. He's been at it a long, long time, you know, with the Tigers. He was very highly respected there in Detroit. I think fans are going to love him. Josh is an interesting cat. He's got some background stuff, like he's in a band. I think he plays the guitar. I think he sings. I don't know how well. We'll find that out probably during the broadcast. But he's had kind of an interest. He's done a lot of football. He's done national games and been on Fox and stuff like that. So they're both really, really talented guys. I think their styles are very different. So what's going to be interesting for me is, because I'm going to tune it in when I can, which won't be very often, but I want to be able to hear how they're mixing with Joe, you know, because believe me, that can be a real challenge. If you don't get 15, 20 games in a row with a partner, it can be very tough. So how is he going to handle that? What is that mix going to sound like? I think the positive for the fan is, for the listener, these guys are all really good at what they do. I mean, Sean McDonough is a phenomenal talent. I think all of these guys are. I mean, you're talking about maybe bringing Chris Berman in for a handful of games, which I think will be fascinating to listen to, too, because, you know, Chris is, with everything that he's done, and he's such a popular guy within baseball. I don't think a lot of football fans would know that, but baseball players adore Chris Berman. So he's going to bring a lot to the table as well. It's going to be really interesting to see how the mix works.
If, hypothetically, you had to wrestle Mario Mpemba, how do you think you would do?
That'd be over in about 5 seconds.
Oh, is that right?
No, absolutely no shot. In fact, I've already sent them an email. Don't come anywhere near me.
That's
please
good.
Leave me alone.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I was very excited when the announcement was made today. We've known, those of us who have been involved in this have known for a little while now, but now everybody else knows. Back on the radio for some games during the regular season, postseason as well, if the Red Sox do their part. Looking forward to seeing you at the ballpark, David. Thank you.
By the way, are you guys getting down to spring training at all? You going down to the fort?
Only the big shots go.
No,
the morning
we are
show,
not.
The afternoon
we're stuck
drive
here.
Show.
Yeah, right. It's kind of a sore subject, Dave. Thanks for bringing that up.
I'm sorry about that. I got to pay more attention. But anytime you guys want to come down, you know, dinner's on me. You know that.
Well, I love that.
Oh,
I might go now. Yeah. I might go fly down right now.
Obi, I'll see you at the park.
Rich has to understand, Dale already knows this, that I like a big bottle of wine. So
sounds,
you know,
good to me.
Prepared.
I will say very briefly, at the risk of dropping names, I can remember post-Philadelphia Phillies game sharing that bottle of wine with Obi and Nomar Garciaparra at Davio's
look
in
at
Philadelphia.
You guys. Oh, great.
And it
Ross,
was well worth
pick up
it,
some
wasn't
of these
it?
Names in here off the ground? Thank you.
Thanks, David.
I'm telling you, thank God Nomar picked up the tab on that baby. That's all I
can. Well, thank goodness. We'll talk to you soon.
See you guys. Thank
Thanks,
you. Dave.
That is Dave O'Brien, who is one of the eight names that were announced today, one of the eight people who will be working on Red Sox radio broadcasts. And as we said, regular season, he's only going to have the opportunity to do about 10 games.
But playoffs. But playoffs.
If the Red Sox are in the playoffs, Dave O'Brien, his TV duties are done.
So, yeah,
he
could be
slide
Dave
right
good.
Into the radio booth with Joe Castiglione and go from there.
I did want to apologize to him on behalf of our producer, Jason Rossi. Have you apologized to him since, Rossi?
I did.
So Rossi met Dave O'Brien in the bathroom at Fenway Park.
Well, first
is that
of all, that's uncomfortable enough.
Well, it is.
Like, hi, how are you?
Sticks his
hand out.
Give me a second.
We were talking
here.
About it the game. Up. It was a nice dramatic game. I was in there up in the, you know, the EEI suite.
Sure
and
you
I
were.
Got to go.
So you met him
booth.
In the bathroom.
I met him in the bathroom. Had a nice, pleasant conversation. Knew who it was.
And,
but
and
as I walked
say?
Out, I was drying my hands. He was walking. I said, hey, Tim, have a good day.
Tim.
Tim
as
is
in Tim Neverett.
Yeah, it was bad.
He called Dave O'Brien.
And as soon
Tim.
As it happened, I tried to run out and find him, and he
hey,
disappeared.
Hey, hey. He was gone. He had never been so insulted.
He did.
So he was
I,
like, this is unbelievable.
And I reached out to my good friend Dale Arnold and said, I need Dave O'Brien's number ASAP.
So that I can throw myself at his feet and
did he
apology.
Ever respond to your apology?
He sent me a middle finger emoji.
I was going to say, smart.
He
should
have not have done
he
that.
No, he said, it happens all the time.
No,
don't
it
worry
doesn't.
About it
happened
it
all
ballpark.
The time. It happened once, and it was you.
It really still makes me cringe. I had Lucy call him just because I didn't even want to talk to him.
Well, he's a very nice guy. He's a very good play-by-play guy, and he's still mad at Jason.
And
Rossi.
He's willing
he
to pick
be.
Up the tab for dinner if we.
I know we got to get down there.
Now we got to go to Fort Myers.
Is there a bus leaving anytime soon?
Yes, I'm going to be driving you down there.
We're going to go down to Florida just so we can have dinner with Dave O'Brien. Sounds good
get
to me.
The Scooby-Doo van.
All good.
And away we go.
Sure.
617-779-7937. Right back to the calls with you. Oh, by the way, another one of those names who we've talked about.
Nomar?
Chris Berman is going to join us tomorrow on the program.
That's right. Boomer.
Around 11 o'clock. Good. We'll talk to Chris about his, his move into the Red Sox radio booth as well. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WEEI.
Hit us up on Twitter at Dale Keefe, WEEI. Now more of Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
That was the wow we got off the air from John Tomasi. Josh Lewin, who spent some time in the Mets broadcast. Mario Empebra. Am I saying that right, Ken Laird? I hope I am. Formerly the Detroit Tigers. Chris Curtis shaking his head. Broadcaster participating this season will rotate with Hall of Famer Joe Castiglione, who has signed a multi-year extension with the WEEI Red Sox Radio Network for his 37th season.
There was a lot of pressure.
What happened to Mutt today?
It was a big announcement. There was a lot of important stuff going on.
Joe's going into his 17th year on the broadcast. Is that what he said?
Youthful Joe Castiglione.
Extension with the WEEI Red Sox Radio Network for his 37th season.
He can't do names or numbers. What happened?
Math is hard.
What time did they get in last night? Maybe it was like a...
They left in the... not long after they left here yesterday. They left early afternoon.
Jeez. He seemed to be struggling a little bit today, huh? Throwing off his game. He's better at home than on the road.
Well, maybe.
You think of that?
Did you have a tasty snack over there?
I did. I'm stuffing it down my face.
In the U.S. today.
All right. Can we stop on the poor guy?
I'm having a delicious snack right now.
We're sitting in here, doing the radio show, just minding our own business, and all of a sudden, people walk in and say, "Hey, Rich, want some McDonald's cheese bacon fries?"
And I said, "Of course I do."
You didn't think that McDonald's fries could be improved upon. I mean,
I didn't think so.
And yet, you add cheese, you add bacon, next thing you know,
it's heaven in your mouth is what it is. And usually Rossi comes in here during the break, has nothing to offer, gives us nothing, tells us nothing. This time, he brought in fries.
He brought in a tasty
snack.
So
now, the next 20 times he comes in here, I'm thinking he's going to be bringing snacks, and he's not. But at least this time he is. So thank you very much to McDonald's.
It was very nice of them. And we appreciate it as always. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Dave's in Newton. Hey, David. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Doing great.
Dale. A question for you. You've done a lot of play-by-play. What's the hardest sport to do play-by-play? Is it hockey because it's so fast? Is it baseball to sort of fill time?
Because it's so slow.
And a follow-up question. If you only had one sport that you could do play-by-play, like going forward, not given what they announced today, what sport would that be?
I would do hockey the rest of my life if I could. It is the hardest simply because of the verbal gymnastics involved, trying to keep up. And I'm talking about hockey on the radio, where you try to keep up with the speed.
It has more names that are ridiculous.
Which are
now,
fun.
I know, once you get it, you get it. But there are more tongue twisters there than any other sport.
Now, baseball is difficult, but in a totally different way. There's so much fill time.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of the beauty of what we're trying to go for here, is that, it gives you opportunities, as Dave O'Brien said, to have conversations, talk about what's going on around the team or around baseball or around sports.
And I think it'll keep it fresh throughout the season, too, with so many different personalities coming in there. And one thing that O'Brien mentioned, and he's right, is how's that chemistry going to work? Because let's face it, over the last several years, Dave O'Brien and even Orsillo before him, unfortunately, because of Remy's health, they've had to go through so many different color commentators, and some of them fit right in perfectly, and it's great. And then others, you're like, oh my God, this is kind of awkward. So I don't think that'll be the case with these guys, because these aren't just former players who are trying it for the first time. These are all seasoned broadcasters, but I'm looking forward to seeing how the chemistry works with Joe and with everybody else involved.
Joe, trust me, can work with anybody.
Yeah, and he has. I mean, he's worked with a bunch of guys too. Yeah.
And Obi had that, you know, as you said, because of, unfortunately, the health issues suffered by Remy, you know, he's had to work with a lot of different people.
I mean, he's worked with more than anybody, probably.
And it is why I view what he does with such respect, because I know that developing that chemistry with anybody is not necessarily an easy thing to do, even if you like them, even if you think they're great at what they do.
Right.
And he kind of did that pretty seamlessly.
Yeah.
Joe's on the cell phone. Hey, Joe.
Good afternoon, fellas. Hi.
Hi.
These other callers have taken some of the questions I was going to ask you, basically about how these other fellows are going to work with Joe Kostic, but you've answered that he can do it. So,
he can do it with anybody.
I'll leave it. Just to switch to a couple of Bruins quick questions, please.
Sure.
We took the grandkids to the Bruins game Sunday, and we walked to the bathroom with them, and behind it, we saw your set there. It was just interesting to see, you know, you from a different angle there.
You know, yeah, what'd you think? How's he look in person?
Nice and skinny, just like on TV.
There you go, Dale.
Thank goodness.
That's nice.
Well, thank you. And we're right out there for everybody to...
You should have hollered at him a little bit, Joe.
Oh, a lot of people do that.
Yeah, you should have.
Especially after the final buzzer.
Yeah,
as we're going out for the post-game show, and some of the folks who are making their way, out to their Ubers.
Yeah, I would say so.
But the other question quickly was, when Nesson gives the scores and the standings on the bottom of the screen, it lists the different conferences, but then it says ROW.
It's regulation or overtime wins, and it is one of the tie-breaking things.
The row, one of the tiebreakers.
Yeah. In other words, not a shootout win. Yeah. Any win that is not a shootout. So it's either a regulation or an overtime win, and it's one of the tiebreakers.
That's a guy that has attention to detail. You know, he saw the Nesson set.
I appreciate that.
The scroll underneath. He's seen it all.
We get lots of folks who come by him.
They should.
Watch us do what we
do. That's part of the reason why you guys are there, right?
I will say, and sometimes I think people don't understand this, when they're like, hey, Dale, how you doing? We can't see a thing.
Yeah, you can't see.
Those lights.
I can't even hear much of it either.
And even if we hear them, you know, you're kind of squinting through the TV lights. It's not that we're trying to ignore you. We don't even know where you are half the time.
Yeah. So take off.
Take a hike,
buddy.
I mean, that seems a little harsh.
Don't even look at him. Go and watch it on TV.
Yeah.
So you should
just
say.
Get out of here. I talk, you listen.
Get out of here.
Deal with it. No, that's not how we
are. No, all right.
David's on the cell phone. Hey, David.
Dale, Rich, what's going on, guys?
Hey, hi, David.
Hey, oh, man, you guys are great. I love your
Thank
show.
You.
Thank you.
Hey, Dale, I really miss you doing play-by-play for the Boston Bruins.
Oh, thanks.
I know Jack Edwards does a phenomenal job, but... Man, I wish you guys could switch it off every once in a while.
He's great.
But, hey, what are the odds, maybe, Dale, you think Rich getting into play-by-play? Because he's got a great radio voice.
Good call, David. It's a great question, David. I was going to ask Dale that myself.
You know, we were just discussing that in the corporate boardrooms here.
How come I'm not
recently
on this list?
During this whole thing.
I love baseball. I watch a lot of baseball. I like to talk about baseball.
You usually don't like to leave your house.
That's true. Could I do it from home?
No,
just do it off
you're
the
not
TV?
Allowed to do it
I gotta
from
go
home.
To the park?
No,
you're... All right. Well, what if we go to the park one day and we're already there for our show, and then I just stick around and do the game? I'll talk with the higher-ups. I've done play-by-play for basketball. That's it. That's the only thing I've ever done it for. And I enjoyed my time. Thought it was fun.
Do any tapes exist?
There's got to be something. I did Hobart.
Because I know you did you did Celtics.
I did color for Celtics. I filled in for Max for 4 games back when the 1 year that they were terrible, the first year of Brad Stevens, because they were like, well, nobody really cares right now anyway.
And now everybody blames you, right?
They're like, well, no. They were like, well, now we actually get real replacements, you know, because the team is good. But that was a lot of fun. But before that, did some D3 college basketball, Dale. So there's got to be. I could have some tapes of that. With some of my good catchphrases?
I got a catchphrase for you.
You have a catchphrase for me?
No, you said it.
You smack the bag. Yeah, smack the bag is a good one. That's not a bad one.
Hobart has, I assume, a student radio station?
Yes. I had a weekly radio show, Dale. It was very popular.
Is that the beginnings of
that's how this whole thing got launched.
Rich Keefe?
Yeah. Because my high school, actually, because I went to a very prestigious boarding prep school, they had a radio station. My buddy and I tried out.
I went to Brunswick High School, plain and ordinary
public high
school.
Did you guys have a radio station?
We had our own radio station at Brunswick High School.
Did you have a show?
I was working at the commercial station.
You were working
in town
at the real station?
Then, yeah.
So I tried out to get a radio show at my high school radio station, and they said no.
Ow.
Yeah, me and my buddy were like, hey, we want to do a show. And they're like, okay, just, you know, whatever the interview process was, rejected. Hey, like that. And now we do a very successful podcast together.
Has your career goal been achieved then? Because I'm sure after that you're like, oh, I'm gonna show them.
I said one day I'm gonna be on the radio, and there I am. So now that's it. Yeah, nothing else. Nothing left to achieve.
I my job here is
this
done.
Is it, gang?
Do you want to clap back at the city or station?
No.
Oh,
I'm not gonna clap.
Let's
back.
Rip them.
All right. So it was St. Paul's School in Concord, New Hampshire. They had WSPS 90.5 or whatever it was up in Concord.
Get it? St. Paul's School SPS.
Yeah. And I said, hey,
mine
I want to show.
WBHS and with Brunswick High School.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I can spin a couple records. We'll talk a little bit. We'll kind of keep a loose clubhouse there. And they're like, no, there's no real format here. And I'm like, I think it'll be good. Get my personality. It was only once a week. I only wanted like a couple hours. It wasn't like I was asking
didn't want to overwork.
No, I wasn't asking for like, you know, drive time. I just wanted to go in there maybe one night a week, do a couple hours, play some death metal or whatever it might be, whatever it could be. And they were like, no.
It sounds like you didn't have a real plan of attack.
No, I thought I would just wow them with my personality.
Yeah,
I thought I'd show
you
up.
Know, you didn't have like
the
a
job. No, nothing.
Some PowerPoint presentation of what exactly the Rich Keefe experience was going to be like.
No, they didn't really. I didn't have like a PowerPoint presentation, which I should have. That would have, especially back then, that would have really impressed them. Then I go to college and me and my friend just go up to the guy and we're like, hey, we'd like to do a sports show. And he's like, ugh, because they had never done a sports show before. And he's like, well, why don't you guys try do like a demo, do like an hour one and let me know. We did it. Boom. Had a show. Had a show for 4 years. It was a lot easier than in high school. High school, they were like, no chance. So when they come around asking for money every year, I said, oh, yeah, did you get me started in radio or no?
No,
you didn't.
You didn't.
You tried to ruin my dreams. But here I am, Dale. I got the last laugh on him.
Giggling at the folks at St. Paul's School.
That's right. Take that.
I was working at this radio station in Brunswick, and I promise this will end stories from Dale here. And we had these new owners who came in, and suddenly they realized that they were scheduled to do the Brunswick High School football game on Friday night, and they didn't have anybody to do the game.
So they
yes, exactly.
That's correct.
So they said, look, can you go do the game on,
high school
on
football
Friday,
game?
High school football game until we can hire an adult to do it. I was 16 years old at the time. So I went.
So we can hire an adult. So they like pat you on the head. They're like, well,
exactly.
Get an adult
so I went
here.
And did the game.
Yeah,
my buddy and I went and did the game.
Yeah,
and then we came back to the radio station Friday night to drop off the equipment, and they were waiting for us. And I thought,
there we've been fired.
Like, you know,
we've been let go. One and done.
And they said, you know what? We don't need to hire an adult. We're good.
So that was it. One game. They said, you're the guy.
You're
the new voice of
Brunswick High School Dragons.
The Brunswick Dragons. Nice.
What was the St. Paul school mascot?
We were the Pelicans, Dale.
Oh, don't be making fun of dragons, then.
They're a beautiful bird. Huge beak on them. It's a tough
I mean,
nickname.
I think the New Orleans Pelicans is a stupid nickname,
they
too.
They stole it from us.
They probably
They hijacked
did,
it from us. We had it a long time.
We mentioned earlier, Chris Sale was on this morning with Mutt and Callahan. We want to bring you a couple more of those cuts when we come back in just a couple of minutes. Back to the calls as well at 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.